Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you could listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. I'll have some commentary for you, bottom of hour number two. A couple of different things we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about, of course, the abortion case, Roe v. Wade, and some thoughts with regards to the leak. We'll get into the leak here in just a minute with my first guest, but I have some specific thoughts as it relates to that that I'll expand upon, I think, in our session that I'll have with you in that half hour. Also, some conversation about a very sad story, Naomi Judd's passing, and passing by suicide. We'll talk a bit about that, and we're just going to kind of dive into a few things as it relates to that as well coming up, and a few other thoughts that I want to share with you as well. So we'll have all that coming up, bottom of hour number two. Top of the hour, Mike Gonzalez is with us. He's authored a new book. He is a member of Heritage. And the new book is talking about a new Marxism. The BLM organization, is it a new form of Marxism? We'll talk with him about BLM, and an interesting and timely conversation, I think, in light of what is certainly on the horizon. Excuse me. Still working out some of the cobwebs here from being out all the last week, but for the most part, I think we're doing good. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long Show. Matt Long and I join up forces here. We bring in Hill Country Patriot Radio, and we'll be talking about some of this issue of Marxism, communism, where it came from, when it came into being, how it made its way so deeply into our culture, and what can we do to overcome it. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Judd Saul and Trevor Loudon have a book out that talks about enemies within the church. They were given approval to show this at a conference that happened to be being held at a facility that is a Southern Baptist seminary. The Southern Baptist Seminary caught wind, and they were one of the paying sponsors, I might add. The Southern Baptist Seminary caught wind that they were going to show the film and told the organizers they couldn't. They wouldn't allow it. Now, mind you, they're renting the facility, and Enemies Within the Church is one of the primary sponsors who has paid for the right to show their film. And they have a lot of people that are coming to watch it. Trevor Loudon got up onto the stage to explain to the audience there that was expecting to see the film why they weren't going to be able to see the film. And security for the seminary physically removed him from the stage. Just think about that. We'll talk about that some more, too, in our upcoming session today with you. Great to have you with me. All right, my first guest that joins me, and I always, always, always enjoy our conversations. He was the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for International Affairs during the Bush administration, served as a career Foreign Service officer with the State Department, and it is my pleasure to welcome Bart Marquis to the program. Bart, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Greg, and welcome back. We always miss you when you're gone.
Oh, God bless you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Well, it's good to be back. I wish back under, you know, I'm praying and I'm believing for revival to strike America. I really am. But I have to tell you that it is going to take a monumental effort on the part of the people of this country to decide that they want that change, because
that's right.
Go ahead.
That's right, and there's something that you and your listeners are uniquely qualified to do, and that is to continue praying and to stand up and boldly speak the truth. This is not a time to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. This is a time to be bold and to not hold back. We have to do it with love. God does nothing without love. We can't let hatred divide us. We must speak out. We must speak the truth on everything. With everything that's happening, our only protection is the truth and God's love, and we have to reflect that in our lives. We can't hide our lights under a bushel.
And love does not mean passivity either, okay?
That's right.
You know, as a father of five and a grandfather of three, but in particular as a father of five, I was the main authority within the home when it came to making sure that the kids stayed on the right course. My wife is fantastic about teaching that and putting that into their minds and so on. But when those hiccups would come and it would be necessary, she would tell them and they would understand. Now you're going to have to deal with Dad. Now you're going to have to deal. And it was not in hate or anger. It was in love, because I understand that in life there are consequences and circumstances for your actions. And there is a righteous behavior and there is an unrighteous behavior. And I told my children, I'm not going to raise you. You may make the choice in your life at some point to act unrighteously. That's up to you. But so long as you're still in the place where I have the responsibility for the trajectory of your life, then I'm going to enforce righteous behavior. And that means not sparing the rod either when necessary.
And with fellow adults, fellow citizens, all we can do, you know, is speak the truth to them. But so many of us are afraid of speaking the truth because we may get into an uncomfortable discussion. But we can't let fear govern us. We perfect faith casts out all fear. And we have to have complete faith in God. And we simply stand up. We tell the truth. It doesn't have to be, you know, difficult or awkward or ugly. We simply tell the truth. And we make sure that we let people know that we love everyone, but this is the truth. And, you know, you mentioned the abortion thing, this horrible, horrible leak from the Supreme Court. That's going to suddenly make the you know, murder of innocent babies front and center in political discourse now. It was a deliberate attempt by probably a clerk on the Supreme Court, probably a clerk for Sonia Sotomayor. There's a clerk for her who has a history of political activism and of leaking to the Politico reporter who broke this story. So it's almost certainly, in my opinion, it's almost certainly that guy. I can't remember his name right now, but he has leaked in the past to Josh Gerstein, the Politico reporter who broke this story. He's probably the source of this leak. He's purposely trying to change the topic of discussion to abortion. And they will dress it up. They will fill the world with lies as their ultimate father has taught them to do. And they'll say it's about rights and it's about women's rights. And, you know, more than half of those babies that are aborted are women. And we simply have to stand up and say, we're not taking away anybody's rights. All this decision is saying is the court should never have taken away the right of all American citizens to vote on the matter of abortion. And that's what Roe v. Wade did, and that's what is about to be overturned if this majority opinion carries. Well, all they're saying is this should be decided by the states, by voters, not by 9 judges.
Sure, it should be a more local decision as opposed to something that the federal government is making mandatory or mandating. No doubt, there's other pieces that are behind this. Roberts is already out talking to CNN, saying Roberts does not want to completely overturn Roe v. Wade, meaning he apparently would be dissenting from Alito's draft opinion, likely with the court's 3 liberals, according to sources with CNN. He was apparently on the phone with CNN telling them this. He is willing, however, to uphold the Mississippi law banning abortion at 15 weeks. So I hear what you're saying, and likely that may be the clerk that did this, but Roberts has shown us over and over and over again his willingness, especially when it comes to moral issues, to slide over and side with the immoral and the unjust, whether it has to do with abortion or whether it has to do with marriage, or in the case as I read yesterday, in the case of June of 2020, when they came out and made a decision that they were going to change the definition of Title VII, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, and change sex to mean sexual orientation and, you know, what you think you are, which essentially says to God, to the foundations, the very foundations of this country, they are no more. We have now completely and totally destroyed the very underpinnings of any vestiges of Christianity or Judeo-Christian foundation in the United States of America. And
our roots have been a disappointment over and over and over. I saw one longtime court watcher write early this morning that Roberts should resign. I don't agree that he should resign while there's a Democrat in the White House, but whoever came in would be worse.
Well, potentially worse. I'm going to close this segment. We'll be back. We've got several minutes more on the other side. Elon Musk writes this: same org that covered up Hunter Biden lap story, had Harvey Weinstein story early and killed it, and built Matt Lauer his rape office. Lovely people. These are the ones, of course, that are putting out, you know, more and more information about this whole situation. We'll have more commentary about this and why the leak issue is so important and the Durham investigation.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you being here. All right, my guest is Bart Marcois. Bart, you know, we were talking about the, again, the issue with the leak and the abortion case. I want to shift gears for a minute and be sure that we get this in, because I know this is something that you've been following, and I think all of us have been very concerned about the justice and where justice is, and can we even trust, you know, whether it be the FBI looking at all of the nonsense that's happened to the January 6th people. You know, we go all the way back to the to the Snowden leak, where what he leaked, you know, the Assange, all of that information that clearly indicated that the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of our intelligence apparatus had been fully politicized and was being used against quote unquote political enemies in the United States. In other words, those of us actually that are conservative, God-fearing, Christian, Bible-believing, church-attending, white heterosexuals now, we're the ones that are now that are on their target list and apparently have been for quite some time, and this leak is another piece of evidence to that. But the Sussman situation that's coming out and what is being identified in the misbehavior of the FBI and the misbehavior of the CIA and the misappropriation of intel and a direct assault and attack on the then soon to be sitting, and when he became president, sitting president of the United States. This is all unprecedented, Bart.
They set up a nation that was not ruled by a king or a royal family or a dynasty, but by law. And the law was to be considered sacred, just as some scriptures are considered sacred and are there for our guidance and edification. The law was there to guide us and to rule over us. And what you saw by the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016 and all of her enablers and allies in the media and in the deep state was an attack on that rule of law itself. They thought she was going to get elected and they could break the law with impunity, because not only would they not be punished, but they would be rewarded by her, because she was going to set up this kingdom of Clinton forever and ever. And Durham, John Durham's investigation has been slow and painstaking. You and I have been talking about it for over a year now. And
right.
I told you a year ago, you know, Durham has a reputation of being a slow, careful prosecutor who's going to put it together piece by piece. Even I started doubting him, you know, last year. I thought, you know, where's John Durham? But he's coming through, and it's exactly what we expected. He has picked apart their case, and he's exposing their corruption and their rottenness. And so what's happened this week is they filed a motion. Hillary Clinton, the DNC, Fusion GPS, Perkins Coie, and Sussman's lawyers all filed motions saying, you can't talk about any of the back and forth on the Russia collusion hoax between all these entities, because we ran them all through the Perkins Coie law firm, and therefore they're all subject to attorney-client privilege.
Wow.
And he said, no, no, no. He said, you, we have emails that we've seized from you in discovery that show that you, the DNC, and the Hillary Clinton campaign were emailing media people constantly all of this information that Fusion GPS dug up and invented and created,
mm-hmm.
and you were emailing it out to reporters, hundreds of reporters, saying, here's something you should look at, here's something you should print, here's something you should write about. And he said, you broke attorney-client privilege, and you showed that this was not for legal services, as you claimed, but for opposition research, and you were using the law firm for information laundering so you could disguise where it came from. And he's caught them. They've been hoisted on their own petard. They're caught with their own actions. And all of this now, I think, it depends on the judge, of course, but I think it's pretty plain. It's all going to be there in the trial. It'll come out. And not only Sussman will be convicted, but I think you're going to see other partners at the Perkins Coie law firm disbarred and maybe convicted, and people from the campaign and the DNC.
Well, and the other piece that's associated with this, Bart, as it relates to all that, is that they knew that the information that they were putting out, according to their own information and their own memos and the other information that Durham has captured, that they were putting out false information. They knew it was a lie. That's the other piece.
They knew it was a lie.
So you don't get client attorney privilege when the attorney knows that the client is acting illegally, is doing something that's with criminal intent. You can't have protection when they know that it is a criminal act. It's different than criminal defense.
Right.
It's in the act of the crime. Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, very excited, as we do each and every Tuesday, to join Hill Country Patriot Radio with Chosen Generation Radio and all of our affiliates. And, of course, those of you that are watching us live on TECNTV.com, you can also watch us on the TECNTV.com viewer that is live at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And got a lovely picture of Mr. Long up there in a white shirt and a tie and his by spectacles and the beanie wrap, the black beanie wrap with the black flag on the front of it. He's looking sharp, man. Looking sharp.
Listen, I don't know where you got that picture, but I'm going to have to go check it out. I just like using really old pictures when I was thin and not white-headed and didn't have a white beard. So I'll send you one of those.
Well, you know what? This one still has some nice color to it. It's got a little tinge of white, but it's got some nice red to it and some nice red locks in the back. And I think you're going to be pretty impressed. I actually snatched it. It's you with Angela and a guest at one of y'all's functions. I took and, you know, kind of just drilled down on you. So I welcome Matt Long and the Matt Long Show. Great to be with you guys. We've got some stuff we want, some history we want to dig into. I'll let you begin and then we'll just kind of roll with this because I think folks need to know this information. I agree with you. It's good stuff.
So, I started about 3 years ago, a podcast began called Red Pilled America, and I remember listening to the first few episodes and being really impressed with them, but I don't listen to them all the time, but every now and then if I'm a road trip, I'll dig through their materials. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I discovered a series that they answer the question is, where does woke come from? Where did all this come from? Because that's a question I get all the time from folks that say, how do these ideas get into our schools and where do they come from? And so I've been encouraging all my listeners, Pastor Greg, to go to Red Pilled America. You can get it in iHeartRadio and look for the series called The Woke Army. And in there, they tie wokeness and the cancel culture and all of that into a plot or a plan, actually, a Marxist revolutionary plan that began in 1922. It takes us up to the 60s and then very quickly jumps us from the 60s. And I have to say that for years, people would say, well, it's the communist threat, it's the socialist threat. And I would just say, yeah. Let's break it down into something that's not so, I don't know, foreign. It's like, we're not going to go socialist. We're not going to go communist. And I remember you know, hearing people talk about that and use that line and just kind of, oh, please, can you just take another approach? Folks, I'm in the camp now. What we're going through now is a complete and total 100% result of the beginnings of the Marxist movement in 1922 in Frankfurt, Germany. And you can carry it, you can connect those dots all the way today. Through today, and the 60s was a reawakening of that Marxist idea, and now it's wakened again. And so when Pastor Greg and I started talking yesterday, Pastor Greg knows the 60s pretty well, and so a very interesting history discussion with him yesterday. But let's go ahead and talk about some of the 60s and how that ties into today, because there is a direct tie.
Well, so the tie really, you know, you got to go back to, and we mentioned this yesterday evening in our conversation, you've got to go back to McCarthy and understand what McCarthy was seeing. And ladies and gentlemen, McCarthy was acting on, if you've ever read or any portions of The Naked Communist, you understand that from the 1940s moving forward, you had Russia, and Russia was working very diligently to take over their satellites and take over Ukraine and so on. In fact, 1932, 1933 was the Holodrome, and that was when they starved millions and millions and millions of Ukrainians, and they were doing the same thing in other parts to other satellites. So they were still trying to secure their hold on their own communism. Mao Zedong had gone to Russia and he was trained up, and then he took that back into China, and that's really how Asia started to fall and started to be moved. China, in fact, at one point was an ally of the United States. Let's not forget that in World War II, China was an ally of the United States in the war against the evil axis of Germany, Italy, and Japan. Okay? So at that point, but in the same way that FDR allowed the communists to take over Russia, he also allowed the communists to take over China. And the same battle took place there. And so now we have this sweeping communism moving into Asia. And that's really was where the Korean War was born. And the Korean War, we fought first time. We really more or less fought to a standoff. We didn't really lose, but we didn't win. Obviously, there's a North and a South Korea. And so we kind of fought to a standoff. In the midst of that backdrop, we have McCarthy, who identifies that communism has come in. Now, I can tell you, my own father was a veteran of the Korean War, served on the USS Boxer. And when he came back, he went to school in San Jose, California, and he actually was kicked out. And the reason that he was kicked out is because he went into one of the classrooms, and the professor in the classroom was telling all of the students, lauding them about how great communism was and how bad capitalism and how bad America was. And he was basically telling them a whole bunch of lies and disinformation about the Korean War and about America being a colonialist, you know, and all this other nonsense. And he stood up and he said, "Hey, you need to shut up, man. You're spreading communist nonsense. You're a liar. You kids don't listen to this guy. He's a liar." Well, they threw him out. So this is the backdrop. This is what McCarthy was fighting. And you and I talked about this. I've heard conservatives for years say, "Oh, well, that's McCarthyism." No, it's not. Don't make that mistake, ladies and gentlemen. Now, were there some innocent people that got caught up in the mix of this? Probably so. Probably so. But you know what? That's how communists work. That is disinformation. That is the heart of disinformation. So let's run this forward. So we have the Korean situation. Now we move into Vietnam. Again, Vietnam was about stopping the advancement of communism in Southeast Asia. But the communists knew that if America woke up to what was really going on, if they really understood the real threat of communism and what they were trying to do, they knew that America would gather together just like they had in World War II, and they would quash communism once and for all. And they couldn't allow that to happen. So they had to discredit McCarthy and his efforts. And so they did that. And they used pinup people to try to accomplish that, and to use disinformation to try to destroy the McCarthy hearings. And they used guys in the media like Edward Moreau, who turned out to be a communist, I might add. They used those kinds of individuals as mouthpieces, because Americans trusted these communists that were on the airwaves. And so now the Patriots went and fought the war in Vietnam. The way you got out of that was two ways, Matt. You could take an academic, or you could take a religious exemption. That's how you got out. And so they started up these student groups, loaded them up with individuals that took these two paths, one academic and one religious. And they took over our institutions in the 1960s. They created confusion in the seminaries. They started spitting out all kinds of biblical translations in order to confuse people about the truth of the Bible. And they took over academia, and they began to shift academia in the 1960s. That's when the shift began to take place. And now we carry it forward. Go right ahead, sir. I'm so sorry it took so much time.
No, perfect explanation. And we carry it forward from there. The students, in fact, one of the things you'll learn in this five-part series is that the students, so many of the student leaders who were arrested, and people like Angela Davis, who was charged with murder and then got off with a jury, and there were numerous people who died and were killed, and these names of these people who were the student leaders, if you go fast forward a few years, all of them have been hired into academia, and they're still sprouting the socialist revolution at the college level, and that has completely taken over everything at the collegiate level, and now it is seeping into our high schools and middle schools. Yeah. We're about out of time. Wrap it up, Pastor Greg.
Well, and one of the names that you'll know very well is Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers was the consigliere to Barack Obama. Bill Ayers was heavily engaged in our own government, still is an influencer, and is still a tenured professor at universities across the United States, espousing all of his radical student communism.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend. befriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, let's take a quick look at the calendar and see what we've got coming up. Tomorrow on the program, Michael Morris will be with us, Free Speech America. Walter B. Mike Hill is an insurance agent and former state lawmaker, will be with us for Project 21 Black Leadership. David Shostokas will be with us tomorrow. We'll get David's take with regards to what this breach might mean and his thoughts on the Supreme Court situation and some of the other cases that are going on as well. In particular, we're going to try and get into the Coach Joe Kennedy case a little bit more deeply as well. So lots to talk about with David on the constitutional issues tomorrow. Gregory Wrightstone, geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia, will be with us tomorrow. And let's see, you've been inundated with reports from media, government think tanks, and experts saying that our climate is changing for the worse, and it is our fault. Increases in droughts, heat waves, tornadoes, and poison ivy, to name a few, are all blamed on our sins of emissions from burning fossil fuels. Yet you don't quite buy into this human-caused climate apocalypse. You aren't sure about the details because you don't have all the facts and likely aren't a scientist. Inconvenient Facts was specifically created for you. Writing in plain English, providing easily understood charts and figures, Gregory Wrightstone presents the science to assess the basis of the threatened Thermageddon. The book's 60 Inconvenient Facts come from government sources, peer-reviewed literature, or scholarly work set forth in a way that's lucid and entertaining. The information likely will challenge your current understanding of many apocalyptic predictions about our ever-dynamic climate. You'll learn that the planet is improving, not despite increasing CO2 and rising temperatures, but because of it. The very framework of the climate catastrophe argument will be confronted with scientific fact. Gregory Wrightstone joins us with our co-host, Rick Manning, tomorrow. That'll be interesting to actually hear how the... And I've talked a bit about this before with Dr. Bonner Cohen as well, that in fact the increase in CO2... it is a sign that there is an increase in oxygen and oxygenization of our climate, which is actually healthier for us. And so it's really kind of interesting. Certainly flies in the face of the apocalyptic ideas that you might hear in mainstream media. Okay, let's see. Talking a little bit, I brought up the name of Bill Ayers, and man, there is just... There is so much information to understand about who Bill Ayers is and his continued influence. And this is a guy that was a part of what was called the Weather Underground. Now, the Weather Underground might not be a name or something that you're familiar with. Maybe if you've done a little bit of research, you might have heard of it in your in some of your history research or what have you. But the Weather Underground was a student group that blew up government buildings. They were responsible for terrorism, and they were a terrorist organization. They were identified by the FBI as a terrorist organization. It's interesting because, you know, one of the 45 goals of the Communist Party was to discredit all of America's law enforcement agencies, the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all these different entities. It was to discredit America's legal system and law enforcement system and police. All of this assault that you see, all the highlighting that you see, that is why BLM is so heavily connected with Marxism. because BLM has been about tearing down the idea and the concept and police departments and police in general and calling police bad. This is a Marxist concept. And the reason is that in order for the Marxists to fully take over your country, they have to create a level of chaos. They have to create lawlessness. These decisions in these liberal cities to let people steal up to, I don't know, $750 or $950 and there's no consequences. Just run into a store and fill up a bag and as long as you don't go over X number of dollars, you know, nobody's going to prosecute you. Nothing's going to happen. All of this law, this is lawlessness. That's what this is. This isn't about, oh, we're trying to make sure that the prisons don't fill up with minorities or don't fill up with certain groups of people. That doesn't have any, it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with creating a lawless society and a lawless culture. It has everything to do with breaking down people's conscience to the idea that there's something wrong with stealing. They're programming people to believe that stealing is okay. They're trying to justify, well, we're stealing from the rich in order to give to the poor. The Robin Hood concept. Except that that's not who suffers. That's not who pays the bill. That's not who foots the bill for any of this. It's the hardworking men and women who go into those stores to buy those items that are now double or triple in price because the manufacturer is not going to eat that. The manufacturer has to make what the manufacturer has to make. Otherwise, they have to outsource it, see? So all of those products that are stolen now, the cost of those has to keep coming down, the actual cost. And in order for that to happen, that means that manufacturing can no longer happen here in the United States. It has to go somewhere else, where instead of paying somebody 13 or 14 or 15 or 20 bucks an hour in a manufacturing plant to manufacture multiple lines, they're paying somebody 10 cents. Okay, that's what's actually happening. The ramifications of this are like throwing a boulder. Matter of fact, I saw a friend of mine posted a picture of a man and his son living in Ukraine, and they heard an explosion of a bomb, and they went to go and look and see what had happened, and they went, and there was a gigantic crater in the ground, and there's a picture of them standing at the top of this giant crater. Folks, that is what these liberal cities' ideas are doing to our country. When those people go in and they steal and they load up and then they go and they think that they're selling or giving it away or helping somebody else out, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of lives that are destroyed.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.